The swamp, billionaire donors double down in demanding Kamala Harris fire FTC trust buster Lina Khan. By John Binder on August 1, 2024. Billionaire donors to Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential bid are doubling down on their demands that she fire Federal Trade Commission, FTC, Chair Lina Khan, considered the nation's leading trust buster focused on fighting monopolies in big tech, financial services, and other industries. In an interview with CNBC, Barry Sternlicht, worth an estimated $3.8 billion, suggests he is open to supporting Harris based on who she chooses as her running mate. One of those prerequisites, Sternlicht said, is how committed Harris would be to firing Lina Khan. I think on business, we all think the FTC has lost their center, Sternlicht said, seemingly speaking for fellow billionaires. Some of the things they're going after, they're coming after some industries in real estate where, like collectively, we and another company own less than a tenth of 1% of the market they're looking at our pricing. I mean, this is sort of crazy stuff. I think that woman, Lina Khan, has gone off the deep end. Emphasis added. Similarly, Barry Diller, worth an estimated $4.4 billion, was reportedly influential in getting President Joe Biden to step aside in the presidential race, which has made way for Harris to grab the Democrat nomination, a move he supports. Like Sternlicht, Diller has called Khan a dope and has demanded that Harris fire her. Diller walked back that remark, but CNN has since reported that his company, IAC Incorporated, is actually being investigated by the FTC. CNN on Tuesday reported that IAC Incorporated, the New York-based holding company behind media giant Dotdash Meredith and home services firm Angi Incorporated, is facing multiple investigations from the FTC into its subsidiaries. It's unclear which of the dozens of brands owned by IAC are being investigated. Emphasis added. Most recently, in an interview with CNN, Reid Hoffman, the Democrat mega-donor who is bundling millions for Harris and is worth an estimated $2.5 billion, doubled down on his calls for Harris to fire Khan should she become president. Hoffman tried to explain his prior comments and suggest that he does not tell politicians what to do, though CNN's Jake Tapper noted that the FTC is currently investigating Microsoft's deal with artificial intelligence startup Inflection. Hoffman sits on Microsoft's board and is the co-founder of Inflection. To be clear, I've never had a conversation with Kamala Harris about this. I don't talk to her about firing Lina Khan, Hoffman said. Hoffman also mentioned that he finds it interesting that Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., former President Donald Trump's running mate, has been supportive of Khan's work at the FTC. It is interesting to me that of all the Biden appointees that J.D. Vance is the most enthusiastic about Lina Khan, and maybe that has some swing voter implications. I dislike what she's been doing on antitrust, Hoffman said. Indeed, Vance and other Republicans like Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, Representative Ken Buck, RCO, and Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, have been dubbed conservative Republicans by the Wall Street Journal for their support of Khan's record at the top of the FTC. I look at Lina Khan as one of the few people in the Biden administration that I think is doing a pretty good job, Vance said months ago. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.